Okay, so my name's Tim Jones, and I'm conducting this interview on behalf of the Wellcome Trust on the 24th of July 2009 at 10 past 10 in the evening. If I could ask you to please state your name, your age, and where you come from, please.
Yes, certainly. My name's Dunstan Vavasor. I'm 46 and I come from Warwickshire.
Thank you very much. Can you tell me when it was you first found out about the One Another Project?
Well, I've been aware that the One Another Project was, or that the idea of what was going to happen was going on. The thing which first brought it to mind actually was when I heard the Mayor of London saying, ages ago about his view about, permanently there ought to be a Keith Park ought to be on the fourth plinth, which actually I probably agree with him about. And his saying, so what I will do is I will put my name into the ballot alongside everyone else's, and if I'm lucky enough to be chosen, I will use my hour to put forward the cause of Keith Park being the permanent person on the fourth plinth. And it was at that point that that I found out that the project was happening at all. So that was ages before the actual publicity was coming out. And then I can't remember where I actually read about it, but I sort of followed a link through to the site when it was first being set up, and was able to register for the let us know when you're open to putting your names in. And when that came through, I thought, oh well, why not, what's to lose, the classic comment seemed like a good idea at the time. So that was where I heard about it.
Okay, thank you. What would you say then was your motivation or your inspiration for wanting to be a part of the project?
Mainly because it tends to be, when something comes along where there's, a mass participation, and it's kind of, throw your name into the ring and it's going to be drawn out of a hat. You think, oh well, I'll chuck my name into it, and you think later about what the consequences are if your name's pulled out. And then when it was pulled out, and it was kind of, do you want to go with this or not? And I was thinking, yes, no. Oh yeah, go on. I'm sure I'll think of something new at the time. So that was really what the motivation was. So it wasn't a burning desire to be to be a self-publicist. It was just one of those things that you put it in when you think when the time comes, that'll be interesting. And so here I am thinking it's obviously going to be very exposed, and then it suddenly dawned on me this morning that actually it's a very, very exclusive club.
So what is it you're going to do when you're up on the plinth?
Mainly, I've brought my violin with me, and I've just got a little book of English, Welsh, Irish and Scottish folk tunes, and I've got a few of them marked out that I thought I'd run my way through, and then I'll see how it takes me from there. I've got a couple of other things which I could play, but those were what I was looking at. And I think that in terms of trying to get the link between what's obviously a very, very contemporary and modern of its time, work, installation, whatever we call it, event, and effectively our roots and everything that goes with that is a very good way of doing it. I mean, the other thing which I was thinking about this morning was about how we hear an awful lot about, music production and who invests in music and what goes with it. And actually, we've become very used today to hearing recorded music, which is of very high production standards, and actually until 50 years ago, most people's experience of music was family members or friends or people nearby who played things, and live music was far more common to them than recorded music. So it's also kind of just trying to get a feel of just linking a number of things together within this much larger event where I'm just a player.
And can you expand upon and tell us a little bit about the significance and importance of music in your life?
Yes, it's been there all the way through. Actually, I was my first day at school, I finished at school, and then I had my first piano lesson. I came from a family. My mother plays the piano. My grandfather played a lot of things. So yes, it's sort of been through my family, and I've got you know, all four of us played the piano and a stringed instrument. So yes, it's been there as well. And then now I've just, you know, the way it sort of happened into it in my 40s, I started to learn to play the organ. So I now play the organ in church on a Sunday. So yes, it's kind of, you know, always, you know, always there and goes through it. So it's very connected. And again, it's you know, participatory music rather than listening to it. And I find it quite, sad would be too strong, but it's a very different perspective when you hear people saying, oh yes, you know, I love my music, my music's very important to me. And actually what they mean is a collection of CDs on a shelf. And they, you know, they appreciate music that way. But it's just a, you know, a different facet of the same thing.
And you mentioned there were four of you. Could you tell us a little bit about your background, family life, what it is you get up to with your family?
So my family, there was I'm the youngest of four. I've got three older sisters, but you know, I mean, I was away at school for quite a bit of it. So you know, we obviously, you know, we're a fair old family. Not quite sure where we're going with this.
It's just basically just a sort of insight into your family life,
where I come from, and certainly now I having left college and you know, settled in the town where I now live, with my career, I was you know, married there, grew up, you know, got two children. One of my sons is with me today, is helping me, and again there, but he's you know, certainly my older son plays you know, a number of instruments. My younger son's just sort of starting on one. So again, yes, it's all there, it's all through there. Yes.
And what is it you do for a living?
I'm an IT consultant. I work for a reseller, sort of systems integrator reseller, and I work on, you know, large systems and stuff in, you know, weird data centers that most people never set sight of. So yeah, just a real sort of, you know, IT backroom boy, I suppose.
And can you describe to us that the emotional journey from when you first found out you'd received a place on the plinth to now, 40s before you got up on the plinth, how are you, what emotions you've experienced?
It's kind of, I'm probably one of the world's worst procrastinators. So it's been kind of thinking, you know, oh yeah, I ought to do something. Oh yes, I need to have an idea. And then, you know, mentioning it to a few friends saying, have you got any ideas of what I could do? And then, you know, eventually thinking, well, you know, why are you coming and trying to come up with something, you know, weird and wonderful? You know, just go up there, you know, spend a bit of time, look around and, you know, play something. And, you know, it's when you get to the point, a lot of the time before you play in public, you think, oh God, I'm not good enough. I can't do this. And when, you know, when I found myself about 5 years ago, effectively I do play in public every week on Sundays. And there you've got absolutely no chance of, you know, having any nerves or anything. You know, basically, you know, there are people there and, you know, it's different because you're actually participating with other people, so you're not on your own. But and then I thought about it, you know, well, you know, if you don't think you're, you know, it's going to be polished enough and good enough, well, it doesn't actually really matter, because that's, you know, that's the experience that everyone's always had of music until the modern age. So trying not to think about it, but in emotional terms, it's kind of, yeah, as it's got newer, it's been kind of, you know, spending more time watching what people are doing, and yes, I didn't sleep very well last night.
Who would you say you're doing this?
I'd say, and this is going to sound odd, I'd say I'm really doing it for the, you know, for the artist himself, because, you know, I haven't got an axe to grind. I'm not a great I'm not a great self-publicist, but it's not about, you know, it's not about me, which is why, you know, actually there aren't many people that I've told I'm doing it, and I'm kind of, you know, I'm going to go up there, and there are people who will know, and there'll be a few more that I'll tell afterwards, but it's really about, you know, just participating it. So, you know, Yeah, I'm not doing it for me. I'm not doing it for someone else. I'm doing it really just because it's the opportunity to, you know, be part of what the artist is doing.
So what effect do you think the experience may have on you once you come down?
I haven't thought about that at all. I think one of the first feelings will be relief that it's all over. I think it'll be the people I have told about it, something to talk to them about. And I think, you know, the people I haven't told about it, it'll be something to say, you know, oh yes, actually I was there then, so how, you know. I'm not expecting to be different. It's more a case of, you know, going in, participating, and then coming out again, which I think is what the project's about.
And what hopes or fears would you have for your experience of the plinth?
My hope is that it'll stay, it won't wane, I don't think it will, and that it will be, and that once you're up there, my hope is that once I'm up there, I'll kind of feel it's my space and that I'm in control and that I'm comfortable. And if I've got a fear, it is that there'll be, you know, my biggest fear is actually people, you know, people paying too close attention. I'm sure they will somewhere, but you know, at another level, you know, we're in the very busiest part of London and people are going to, like, you know, whistle, you know wander past and look up and go, oh yeah, and then carry on. And that's, you know, that I think again is entirely what it's about. It's not about you know, people scrutinizing and watching every minute, because you know, that's totally impossible, and it's not what it's about. It is absolutely about, you know, dipping in and seeing what people are doing. And as I've dipped in, I've seen, you know, people doing all sort, you know, all, you know, everything and nothing, in many ways. And so, you know, there may be, you know, people who just sort of look in and say, oh yes, you know, that's, you know, someone doing that, and then they go away again, and then come back later, and it's someone else doing something different. That's exactly what the project's about.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you.